best not make any more threats to the United States. They will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen.
Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on River Talk, 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Make sure you download the River Network app and then click River Talk. You also need to click Big Willie 105.5 Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays. River Talk Thursdays and Fridays for the encore presentations. Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays live. And we've got a very special guest here for you, the pride of Shadyside. You should have that on your business card. I think that would be great. Manny Matsakis, he is the general manager, owner, head coach, and God knows what else with the is it the Wheeling Ironman or now the Ohio Valley Ironman?
Yeah, it transitioned in the late 60s to that name.
So and today it's now
Ohio Valley Ironman.
Okay, but everybody calls him as the Ironman. Yeah,
that's it.
Yes. Okay, all right, great. By the way, if you'd like to talk with Manny, we've set up a special phone line for you. The phone number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. You want to talk with Manny Matsakis, talk about Ironman football, this is your opportunity. One line is open. It's reserved for you. So you got your schedule here. Tell me about this. Tell me about this schedule.
Well, the schedule's basically, you know, set up here where we've got an 8-game schedule, six home games of those. And
where's the home?
Okay, Moundsville, John Marshall Stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the most modern stadium in the area. I mean, the Marshall County Schools pumped quite a bit into renovation, and it's
Marshall County Schools, yes! They're advertisers, so it's.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, so it's beautiful.
I'm pathetic. Yeah. Honestly, I'm pathetic. You. But it's a great facility, huh?
It is. It's the best. They've got, I mean, one of the few stadiums, maybe the only stadium's got a full elevator to take you upstairs.
Get out. Seriously?
Yeah. So it's got all the TV production things there. So Channel 7, when they're coming in, they basically know exactly what to do.
That's great. So who are the Cincinnati Dukes?
All right, so what's interesting about them is they've won about 2 years ago, back to back, what you call semi pro titles, national titles. So they're very good. So you got you've got a lot of guys. What happens is there's all these different levels, Dimitri, as we talked about. So, you know, you look at it, there's semi pro, there's professional athletic development, and then minor league, and then the majors. So
majors being NFL.
NFL, Canadian Football League.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those are the pinnacle, okay. You know, as you look at
anything
that.
Anything special about the Cincinnati Dukes, like to have any name players?
Well, understand. A lot of the times we're playing guys in big cities or in good football markets, and Cincinnati is a great city. So sure. They've got a lot of football players locally, where we actually, our guys are professional, but we bring them in. They're from all over the country.
Right.
So they've probably got about, I'd say about 14, 15 guys that play Division I football in the Big Ten and all that. Right. Well, they're looking for a way to get to the National Football League or something.
Can you do that
like
with
that.
The Ironman? The Ohio Valley Ironman, can you actually do that? Like, I know a guy who has been trying to do get into the NFL. Very good player at the college level.
Yeah.
If he played for the Ironman, what are his chances of making it to the NFL?
Well, his chances, depending on how good he is,
it's pretty
good. They're solid. So, like, right now, I've already have an arrangement with basically the AFC North, okay? So the Steelers, Browns, Bengals, Ravens, they know we're here.
Yes.
They also will get all of our video. They will be sending scouts to home games. And I think I've got like 6 Canadian League teams that said the same thing.
Really?
So I'm just using my network, and I feel like I'll be able to get the Atlanta Falcons and the Washington Commanders, Redskins. It goes back and forth.
I prefer Redskins.
So do I. Yeah. But, you know, the two head coaches of those teams are guys that I know really well, worked with them.
So if you spot local talent, some guy, like this guy that I'm thinking about, and you think he's that good, you would actually, essentially you're a scout.
Well, I'm developing these guys as a coach.
Yeah.
And then they're getting exposure. So,
and you would tell the scouts. That.
Oh, no question. And they'll see it. I mean, if I call some of these guys, they'll listen. Because the gap of time we're playing, Dimitri, is perfect because it's before, you know, you start June 7th first game, and then the NFL didn't start training camp, so we can help them see, and then also the Canadian League, when we're done August 2nd, they're at their mid-year, and they're bringing in free agents.
What's an Alouette?
Alouette is like
the hell is
it's
that?
A bird.
What?
Yeah, trust me, I coached against Montreal, so it was
a
nice.
Bird?
Yeah, it's like a French thing.
What was the Canadian Football League like? It looks like it was really wild.
It is wild. It's a different game. I mean, I got there by accident. It was just a buddy of mine was the head coach at Winnipeg, and I just congratulated him. I mean, at the time, I was actually doing the magazine I was talking about here, and I congratulate him, and he goes, "Manny, how you doing?" And then and Mike Kelly, the head coach, calls me, and we're talking, and he goes, "Why don't you come up for a couple of weeks? You like to see the game? You could be a guest coach." So you're basically assisting their coaches.
Wow.
And I get up there, and the running backs coach, he's living in Florida, supposed to come in the country. He could not get in because he had some.
Drugs?
No, he had liver issues, like health issues. So he couldn't pass his physical when he finally got there. And then the head coach asked me, "Hey, would you take over the running backs and stay here?"
Wow.
So I start to do that. We're not having a very successful season the first half, but I'm just learning the game. And then one of the offensive line coach, goes into Mike, the head coach, and says, "Look, why don't you let Manny take the offense over? We're at mid-year. We're not very good." And he goes, "Yes," because Mike had been doing it. He got tired of it, I think.
Yeah.
And we came in, and then we turned it loose. It was like we ran the offense that I've been known for, but with Canadian rules where 12 men on the field, you got multiple motion, and it was awesome, and it was fun. It was fun. We really turned it around.
Is it like the wishbone type thing where you have lots of options?
Yeah, but it was throwing the ball a lot, so we threw the ball quite a bit. Yeah.
Throwing the wishbone.
Yeah, and we had a powerful run game as well. I mean, the first time we actually executed my system in Canada, we broke the rushing record in the Canadian Football League against Vancouver.
Jeez. Yeah. Okay, now the two teams in the Canadian Football League that have the same name, right?
Well, they used to. One of them's not there.
Rough Riders or something?
Yeah, there was the Ottawa team. Yeah, they had a team in Ottawa and the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. But there's two types of Rough Riders. you just look back and
who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
But now only the Saskatchewan Rough Riders exist.
All right, now there's a famous quarterback from Steubenville.
Oh, Zach Collaros, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, is he still playing up there?
Oh, he's been multiple times the outstanding offensive player in the league.
That is fantastic.
And he's Greek.
Even better.
Yeah, go Mets. He was actually, when I did the magazine here, Dimitri, I put him on the cover when he was in high school.
Yeah.
And then I can remember calling a good friend of mine, Rich Rodriguez, who was at West Virginia at the time, and I said, "I got a quarterback for you from Steubenville."
Right.
And he really wanted to go. Zach wanted to play for WU. I think Ohio State was his dream school than WVU because it was closer.
Sure.
And Rich didn't take him, and then he went to Cincinnati and beat WVU multiple times. So I kid him once in a while about that. So,
good. Rich Rod, I guess.
Oh, well, he's back there now.
Well,
you know,
yeah, but so, tail between his legs is like nobody else would have him.
It's going to be interesting.
I hope. Yeah. I still can't believe Pitt beat him.
a long time ago. Yeah.
I still can't believe that. So back to the Iron Man here. Who's your most famous player? Who do we look for? Who do we look at? Who do we cheer for? Who's your quarterback?
Well, we've got a couple quarterbacks. Young quarterback that was All-American at the University of Charleston, West Virginia. I liked him. Javonte Howard. We've got a veteran, an older guy who's, I think he's about 30 right now, but a veteran of he played in Europe. He played in a lot of arena leagues. So I wanted to get an older guy and a younger guy, so we've got some stability there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say famous guys, I mean,
who's the most exciting? Let me rephrase this. Who's the most exciting guy for the Ironman?
There's a lot of them. I mean, we've got some great running backs. We have one kid that went to I think the final cut, next to the final cut with the Steelers, a guy named Steve McShane. He's originally from Western Illinois. He also played in Europe. So these guys, when they don't get in the NFL or the CFL, there's sort of a circuit you can get into while you're trying to get back. And, I would also say we've got an offensive lineman. We got a great O-line. I mean, these guys are massive. I mean, I call them the Iron Shield. So, I mean, you got to sort of market that, right?
Sure.
Trademark.
Right
yeah,
now.
The Iron Shield.
Right now.
We've got a logo and all that. Yeah. So, but Dimitri, we've got our left tackle, Trey Johnson, 6'7", 310 pounds, monster. He won't fit through the doorway kind of guy. So they're all, I mean, most of the other guys are at least 6'2". Oh, there was like 6'3", about 330 across the front.
My God.
Yeah, very athletic guys.
My God. Yeah. You remember when Refrigerator Perry was like 300,
Lord, yeah,
300.
Yeah,
yeah. Now it's like everybody's a refrigerator.
Yeah, they're all huge.
It's unbelievable. It really is. You know what you need for your guys? Seriously. You need really, really cool nicknames.
Yeah.
You really need good nicknames.
There you go.
Because I think that would really help get attention for your guys. Because right now, I don't know these guys. But I still remember, and actually this was a guy's name, the World Football League. World Football League.
Yeah.
A million years ago. I still remember one quarterback, Sonny Sixkiller.
Oh, great name. I remember
the best
that.
Best name in the world.
Yeah, it was the classic.
Best, not a great arm, but,
no, but
the name for a quarterback, that's the name you want to have.
Yeah.
So you need some really good nicknames for these guys. You really do.
I'm sure we'll come up with some.
Oh, you gotta. Oh, my God, you gotta. So tell me about these other teams, the Erie Express, San Antonio Caballeros?
Caballeros. It's Caballeros, like a Mexican cowboy, I think. And you remember, you're in San Antonio.
Oh, so, okay,
They have that type of name.
Like it's an Alouette type of a thing, except for Mexico.
Something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, just when you're looking at our schedule, I mean, it's, these teams are top-level teams. They've got a lot of Division I, really good players. So if they're not an IFA team, which is what we're an affiliate of, the International Football Alliance, then they're always, like I mentioned, in big cities like Erie has won numerous national titles.
Erie,
PA. Oh, yeah, they're really good. The Express is good.
And market is tiny.
No, they do pretty good up there. You'd be surprised. What's interesting is guys want to play for them. They might be traveling 3 hours to practice because it's a well-run organization. They look good. The owner does a nice job with it. So, there's a difference, with them. But
good,
they're
good,
yeah,
good,
solid programs.
Good for them. Good for them. Mm-hmm. So I know this guy. Let me rephrase this. How desperate is not the right word. How badly would you need a really good linebacker? Really a good linebacker who could, I think, play outside linebacker, who's strong but not overweight or anything like that. Would you be interested in someone like that?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, you're always looking. I mean, right now our roster's full. We have 40 guys coming, reporting next Thursday on the 29th.
Yeah.
So, always looking for guys that can come in, because you don't know. Guys come in, there could be an injury, they may not pass their physical, so you always want to make sure in advance that you've got some guys in the
what
hopper.
What do you pay? If I played football for you for one game, I wouldn't last a second. We both know this.
Yeah.
But let's pretend that I would last one game. What would I get?
Well, it ranges from, they get per game.
Yeah.
Right? So what happens when you say pay, the way we've structured everything, Dimitri, is it is a marketing agreement. Okay, so think of NIL in college, right? So now these players all have their brand.
Yeah.
So they come in, they have to do marketing, they'll go out and do a lot of things. So they're actually getting paid for the marketing side, okay?
Oh.
And now when they come on the field, they're a 1099. Is what it is.
Wow.
So that was the way my attorney had structured it.
Is that how the other teams do it as well?
No. We're like groundbreaking.
First.
No one's ever done that.
You're the first. Seriously.
Yeah. So there you go. Well,
studio audience loves you.
Oh, I hear you.
I can tell you this. Manny Matsakis guy.
Yeah.
Live exclusive interview if you want to talk with him. We're going to take a short break. We'll take some calls after that. 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. It's Dimitri live and dangerously local. Big Willie 105.5. Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays live. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Thursdays and Fridays encore and dangerously local on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. After the 8 o'clock news, Treff Dog himself is going to be here, legendary broadcaster. Sports guy, loves the Pirates. You know Treff Dog, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, he's the best. Yeah. He is just the best. He's going to be here, and he is suggesting that maybe we need to replace Bob Nutting, the owner of the Pirates, you know, hashtag Nutting Sucks, with AI, because he thinks AI could do a better job, like an AI app, like Grok or some one of those, could do a better job of running the Pirates than Bob Nutting, Wheeling's bungling billionaire. So we'll be talking with Treff Dog himself in just a bit. His car is not here. He's got a special parking space here, and I don't see it. But I'm sure he'll be here in plenty of time. More with Manny Matsakis, the Iron Man. If you want to talk with him, 740-325-1490, 740-325-1490.